And good morning, everybody. What happens if you don't have any water? Well, that's what we're discussing here. Roger Batt joining us. Treasure Valley water users. Why the state is limiting our access to water, I don't know. Why they're doing this, what can you do? We'll talk about that next. First, we go to Roy in Parma at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Roger.
Morning, Roy.
You sound like him. You know that?
Oh.
Okay. I have something that I need to tell you in person. So if I call Treasure Valley water users, will I be able to contact you or leave a message with somebody dependable there to?
Yes.
I just don't want to say it on the air. I think I know an ally that can help you immensely.
That would be great, Roy. If you go to our website at treasurevalleywaterusers.com.
I don't do websites. I'm a redneck and I don't want nothing to do with them.
Okay.
So I'll call you if you have a phone number. Do you have a, you don't have to give it to me on air.
Yeah.
But is there a phone number posted for you?
Yeah, on the web.
Yes.
Okay. I can get somebody to look on the web for me. All right.
Okay, Roy. Thank you.
I want to ask you this question. If I let somebody go across my property for a period of time, without ever stopping them, or if I let them set a gate up on a road of mine without ever stopping them, or if I so on and so forth, it's called, I lose the rights to it by acquiescence.
Right.
They gain the right to go across my property by the same term.
Yes.
So just the fact that we have done that this way for almost 100 years, doesn't that stop them cold?
Well, you would certainly think so, but obviously the state is devising a scheme here to try to acquire new water for new developments coming into this valley, and they're doing it, taking it away from our existing water right holders, you would think that would be enough, but. I can get into more details really on what's being done, Roy. Some of the things that we've been working on, we've tried to negotiate and settle with the department on this of water resources. Obviously, that's been I can't say it's been a futile effort, but the things that they keep coming back with are, you can have the water, but you need to subordinate your water rights to 2014 dates and things like that. And we're just not willing to do that.
No, we don't.
And we even went to the legislature this last session, and we had 62 members of the legislature in the House and Senate supportive of getting a bill passed. Everybody in the Treasure Valley here, all the way up north, they were really supportive of our efforts. But we had the chairman of the House and Senate Natural Resources Committee from Eastern Idaho and the Speaker of the House saying, no, we're not going to give you guys due process. We're not going to give you a hearing on this because you're not going to get a better deal than what we settled for up in the Upper Snake area, which didn't make any sense to us because this area and that area are two separate and distinct operations.
Yes, even different terrain.
Well, shocking, Speaker Bedke. All right, Roy, we appreciate the call. Let's get you traffic and weather at 580 KIDO.